Very good morning to Catherine Rains.
Morning, Jack.
We have heard from Jimmy Spittle in the last couple of days. He's been in the country and he has a new book called Chasing the Cup, My America's Cup Journey.
Yes, he does. And I think probably most people are fairly familiar with Jimmy Spittle. In fact, I think he describes himself as famous in New Zealand than in his hometown of Australia. So what's really interesting about this book is it kind of tells a lot of his backstory. So it's away from that sort of brash Jimmy Spittle that you see in the media conferences that he's so good at and so good at provoking his yeah. competitors. In fact, I heard him described as a better sledger than a cricketer, and I think he probably is, actually. I think he's very clever like that. But this sort of opens on him in hospital, actually, about to have surgery on his leg and being told by doctors that actually sport is not his thing. He'll never be particularly good at it. And I guess that kind of sparks something in him. And he comes from an incredibly poor family, and he didn't really have sort of those nice things, as he describes it, that other kids had. But actually what he probably gave himself is a really good grounding in how to overcome obstacles and actually be a really good fighter and that sort of thing. And one of the things that he did get the opportunity to do, as we all know now, is that he actually learnt to sail. And he actually, his ambition from a very early age was wanting to win the America's Cup. So you see a lot of that. You know, he won his first race at 10, and, you know, and then he went round the world and travelled on a credit card, effectively, winning races all over the country. And what I didn't realise is that he was actually, when he debuted in the America's Cup, he was actually only aged 20. So incredibly young.
Wow.
And then he kind of frees himself from that contract that he had with that young Australian team. And then he goes on to win the America's Cup and twice.
Yeah.
And incredibly young to do that. And so you don't kind of get this media-trained, legalised book. You kind of get his real thoughts. I think it's interesting in that background. And he talks, you know, he talks about Team New Zealand and he talks about losing the America's Cup.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting how he sees that. And actually, what actually a great sportsman he is. And kind of all that determination that he's got and all of the kind of adversity that he comes over with, you know, sort of things like crash boats and alcohol and all sorts of things. And actually, that he's actually, yeah, he's so focused. You sense that focus in there and that kind of leadership and teamwork and achieving what you want to be and set out without kind of giving away his whole story, you know.
Yeah.
He's clever in what he's done.
You know, I this is dangerous, but I like Jimmy Spittle.
I like Jimmy Spittle too, and
yeah,
I like him more after reading this too.
We love to hate sports people in New Zealand, but he, you know, he has a role to play in the America's Cup. And actually, I think part of the reason we have been so engaged with the last couple of America's Cups, when it threatened to be a rich man's sport, we'd all forget it, was that he was so good at kind of playing on that, you know, on that rivalry. And yeah, I hadn't realised that. I thought he'd come from quite a privileged background, so that sounds like a very interesting read.
Oh, I'm sure he lives quite a privileged life now, but yes, he certainly didn't to start with. You know, he's really what you would kind of term a self-made man, and he's got that kind of typical Australian brashness about him, but, you know, it comes from a very different place than what I'd really expected it to have come from.
Okay, that's really interesting. Next up, something completely different, The Mummy Bloggers by Holly Wainwright.
So this is a story of three different women who all have children, and they write about their lives online, and they're competing for this $500,000 cash prize in a blogging competition. And they have 3 months to prove to the judges that they have the biggest, most engaged online audience. So you have these three characters, and you've got the first one's Ellie Campbell, and she's this kind of glossy, lycra-clad mum. She's got a 10-year plan. She's pretty calculating and very superficial. And she sort of has this lifestyle blog with these very unattainable goals and values, and she just wants to win at all costs. She's just pursuing fame and fortune. That is what she is out there to do, and she will do anything. And then there's Abby Blackie, and so she's quit sugar and moved to the country, and she homeschools her children. So she's sort of breaking that rules of convention, and she's pretty non-conformal, and her blog's sort of a little bit more revolutionary and a bit humorous. And then there's this working mum, Liesl Adams, and she's kind of slogging away at work, and she blogs at night and talks about actually how difficult trying to be a mum and work and all of those kind of things. And so, and their partners and all sorts of people get and kind of incorporated into this web, and they're actually all interlinked together as well. And you get all these kind of spanners thrown in the works. And it's quite an interesting, it's quite a light read, but it's also quite topical about that whole kind of blogging world and actually how quite ordinary people have become quite famous with huge amounts of followers talking about stuff. And, you know, they have an amazing power in the media and what they say and how much people listen to them, and in actual fact, in many cases, there's actually nothing sitting behind that. They're just famous for being a blogger.
Yeah, it is.
And there's a little bit of that going on too.
Oh, there's such an interesting new phenomenon, right?
It is. I mean, it's a very interesting new phenomenon.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds quite intriguing. That book is The Mummy Bloggers by Holly Wainwright. The first one was Chasing the Cup, My America's Cup Journey by Jimmy Spittle. Thank you, Catherine. You have a wonderful weekend, and we'll catch you next week.